It's been 2 weeks now since a British couple was released by Somali pirates. The couple had been held hostage for more than a year. But only now are we learning about the role a Somali refugee played in securing the couple's freedom. Dahir Kadia went to Britain in 1997. He went on to run his own taxi company. He says he was ashamed that the British hostages were being held in his home country, so he decided to do something about it. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
Rachel and Paul Chandler spoke after their release of the horrors of their 388 days in captivity. Rachel Chandler said their capture by Somali pirates was frightening enough, but the pirates would inflict more terror on the couple in the months to come.
Another time that was very traumatic was when they decided to separate us, and we were really distraught. And we were very frightened at that point, and we refused to be separated, and we were beaten as a result.
Paul Chandler said they knew little of the efforts to free them until they were finally released.
It's been confirmed that Somalis all over the world have been helping us, as well as other people. And particularly we'd like to thank the Somali government at this point, and the new Somali government being very active, we understand, in bringing things to fruition today. But we know of no details, so we can't comment on that.
What the Chandlers didn't say was that the man who took them to safety that day was a Somalian. He was a refugee who lives in London. Dahir Kadia is from the same village as the pirates. He believed he might have influence if he got involved in the hostage negotiations.
And we realize, as a family, we are the right people that can take necessary action. That's why what I decide to do whatever I did, because it was shame for me, for every Somali person.
The talks went on for months between intermediaries. Kadia says he kept repeating the same message.
We told them, guys, these people are not sheep. These people are not the vessel on the cargo. They are human beings. They are elders, British elders. So there is no way to keep them any longer.
Finally, 2 weeks ago, Kadia drove to a prearranged meeting point, but bandits stopped his car and threatened to kill him. It took another 10 hours before he was finally taken to meet the Chandlers at the bush camp where they were being held. First, Kadia said he had to convince them he wasn't another pirate. He pulled out his British passport and started talking.
I tell them, guys, I'm from London, East London, and I came here to release you. And from now on, we will be free, and you will be free, and we will go home together, hopefully. From that time, we're hugging each other. We cry each other. They cry, I cry. They feel happy.
There are reports that ransom money was paid, but Kadia says he knows nothing about any funds changing hands, and he says he wasn't paid a cent for his work to free the couple. He's back in London now, and Kadia says he hopes international aid will flow into Somalia, so young men there will no longer have to turn to piracy. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.